obviously we're looking at a late start. Tell me what you're hearing from the growers. Obviously you got to be concerned, I guess, with a late start, but we went through it last year. We can certainly get a big crop despite a late start, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty optimistic yet at this point. I would say if you asked me 10 days ago, that story might be a little bit different, but we're looking like we're in pretty decent shape. Things are melting quickly in west central Minnesota. I wouldn't be surprised to see some guys doing some field work by May 5th. Might be a little bit optimistic, but I would say by May 10th or May 15th, we should be really getting after it and getting some acres in the ground. So pretty optimistic overall. We've got a lot of water to move yet before we get to that point, but things are definitely looking up. So,
have you guys had any growers have any questions on switching things up or looking at different maturities or anything?
Yeah, we've encouraged guys to stay the course. Obviously we're still in mid-April, yet we've got some time. We have had some questions, in regards to when should I switch and how drastically should I make a change. And, research and data shows, until May 25th, roughly, we really don't see any yield drag or any problems with sticking to our maturity plan. There's some university data out there, too, that shows that for every day late that a product is planted, it actually can shave down about 70 EDUs per day. So planting a 100-day hybrid in our neck of the woods for the most part on May 25th, other than if we have an early frost or a miserable fall, which God forbid that takes place, we should be in pretty good shape still sticking to our plan for another, 5 to 6 weeks yet. So,
no doubt. Obviously, we got some time for planting looking ahead. I'm thinking particularly on soybeans from a Pioneer perspective. Let's talk IDC in particular. Is there some things for us you're looking at?
Yeah, absolutely. A few years back, some of my teammates had started doing these one-row chlorosis trials where, quite honestly, our goal is to kill these beans in these types of plots. And so we take a lot of our research beans and a lot of our stuff that has the potential to be in a Pioneer bag, and we put them into some really challenging chlorosis acres. We take some soil tests related to that, and we measure the salt levels, the pH levels, the carbonate levels, and that sort of thing. Ultimately, we're trying to come up with beans in western Minnesota that will grow in the hottest acres. And so far, we've come forward with three or four different varieties that have performed extremely well on a chlorosis acre, and we're going to continue to push that keep coming with new beans in regards to that. So.
What's nice, you guys have local breeding that you can have stuff that's really fitted for this geography.
Yeah, absolutely. It works out well that way, and we try to keep our focus local, and we end up pumping out some pretty good things locally. So.
What about Cyst? What's the approach there?
Yeah, so we're working really heavily into Peking. So Iowa State published some data here last year that shows that PI88788 in the last 20 years, there are certain races of cysts that are 90%+ resistant to PI88788. So Peking, there's 10 to 15% at the most resistance through some of these cyst lines, and most of them are at 0 to 5%. So that's been a nice focus for us so far. We brought forward an 07 and a 14 Peking bean that have performed really well for us so far, and a lot of our breeding going forward, a significant chunk of what we have in the pipeline is going to be Peking genetics, so we're pretty excited about that.
You got some new stuff this year that growers should be making sure that they've got in their lineup?
Yeah, specifically corn, we brought forward a couple of new hybrids, 96, a 97, and 100-day. All three of those are performing extremely well, and they're a nice addition to our current lineup, which we've got a 94, 95, 96, and a 98 that are performing very well. So for the first time in a long time, honestly, Pioneer's got a very, very comprehensive lineup, and I'm pretty excited to be on the team and to witness this journey because it's been going very, very well. So
fantastic. Anything else? Any notes you guys should keep in mind? Like I said, we have plenty of time to plan right now and get that planner tuned up to everything else we need to do.
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing is just going to be to stay the course. I mean, of course, there's a lot of room for pessimism with the amount of snow that we've had all winter, but gosh, just a few quick 50, 60 degree days, and look what's changed so far. I mean, good things to come, and we'll be in the field before we know it. So.